Morning Edition is reporting this week along the Grand Trunk Road. Trunk Road is an old name for a main highway. Grand might be the only word for a road that stretches across India and Pakistan, connecting a region that's more and more central to world affairs. For the next 10 days, we will listen to young people along this ancient highway. The Indian subcontinent has so many young people, it is tempting to ask where to begin, which is exactly the question that struck NPR's Philip Reeves as he looked for the beginning of the road in Calcutta, near India's eastern shore.
We don't know where to start. Every time we stop to ask, there's an argument.
We're looking for number one Grand Trunk Road. Do you know where that is?
One.
Yeah, number one.
Bigger than Mila.
No.
Two men try to help. The first points up the road, the second points down it. We've already found the Grand Trunk Road, but we can't find its beginning. Our map shows the road sprouting into life near the Hooghly, the mighty river that carves through Calcutta. The Hooghly is a distributary of the Ganges. We drove across it a moment ago and saw Hindu pilgrims tossing bright orange marigolds into its grey and grubby waters. The river's seen as sacred. No one seems to care about the road. Again, we stop for directions. No one knows exactly when people started travelling across the plains that sweep from the Bay of Bengal to the Hindu Kush. For thousands of years, they beat a path back and forth along a route that included part of what's now Bangladesh. This was turned into a proper road in the 16th century by Sher Shah Suri, the last Afghan to rule North India. Then the British came along. In 1690, they founded Calcutta, their capital for most of their rule. 150 years later, it dawned on them they needed a decent road across their Indian Empire to keep their enemies at bay and for trade and communications. So they paved the Grand Trunk Road and hooked it up with this city.
The tree that I'm looking at standing here. Can you ask him again?
We have a breakthrough. Some truck drivers tell us this is the start of the Grand Trunk Road. We're not convinced. Yet there's a consensus among the crowd around us. In this joyously argumentative city, that's rare. We gaze up the road, now that we've found what we think is its beginning, and wonder what travelling it will be like.
You know, there are some parts of the road which are really old. Really, really old.
Calcutta prides itself on people like Professor Abhirup Sarkar. It sees itself as a city of intellectuals. Sarkar's travelled the first stretch of the Grand Trunk Road many times.
Well, first of all, I think there are too many people. Some are, you know, travelling on rickshaws, for example. Rickshaw is, I think the maximum observed speed would be like 4 kilometers per hour. And trucks, lots and lots of them.
We're embarking on this journey for a reason. More than 1 in 6 of the planet's population lives in South Asia. Roughly half are under the age of 25. Our mission's to talk to this new generation about the challenges and issues they face. Before setting off, we make a detour to meet some young people here.
This college is the most politically vibrant college of Bengal, I would say, of India.
This college has a lot of history, it's 200-year history. All the famous political movements, pre-independence, post-independence, have originated from this very soil you're sitting on.
Ahona Bhattacharya and Tyasha Sengupta study at Calcutta's prestigious Presidency College. They're 19. They speak proudly of Calcutta's tradition for radical left-wing politics, but not of India's politicians. They tend to be old, and many of them are corrupt. Tyasha believes this alienates young Indians.
Sometimes, you can say youth is shunned from politics just due to disgust. But unless we participate and try to make a change, how can we expect it?
These two young women look and sound as if they belong to a Western consumer culture, yet tradition still plays a huge role in their world, and so do parents. Especially when it comes to finding a partner.
If today I find I want to move in with my boyfriend, they won't allow that. Society will not accept. But if I go around with a guy for some years and then say that, Mom, Dad, I want to marry this guy, and then my family approves of it, they'll say, yeah, go ahead.
Tyasha says there's one quality her partner must have.
Education. That is what we want, because if a person is well-educated, well-read, and everything that I fancy in a person. So why not choose a person, religion or one's caste is not a factor.
This conversation has been illuminating. These young women challenge the status quo. They believe that's the right way to tackle the future.
Yeah, you should always argue. Like all the great men, even George Washington and Ben Franklin, they argued with the like British colonists and they got their country. So why not us?
So this is the place from which our journey begins. There's a big tree with truckers sitting underneath it, drinking tea and playing cards. There's some damp, blistered, very run-down apartments. And it's right by a railway crossing, the little tea stand. So a lot of people who leave from here grab a cup of tea before they go, which is what we're going to do. So, that's the tea cup gone, let's go.
In an hour or two, we'll be on a big modern highway that sweeps across North India. But first, the Grand Trunk Road has to barge its way out of Kolkata. Buses, cars, bikes, rickshaws and animals form a scrum. Slowly they shove their way along, past temples and tea stalls, mosques, schools and countless tiny shops. Beside this road, you can dye your hair red, purchase a fish from the Ganges, enroll as a communist, worship a god of your choice, or stop for a roadside concert given by kids. A few hundred years ago, this road was bedeviled by highwaymen known as thugs. They garrotted travellers to appease their bloodthirsty god. Today, in remote areas of the road, criminals sometimes rob travellers. Leftist rebels are also active. We see some truckers resting by the roadside and stop to ask about the dangers ahead. They're sitting on charpoys, beds made of wood and rope. There's nothing to worry about, says Bijinder Rai.
Biggest advice I would give is, you know, drive slowly, drive patiently.
Sounds boring. We have 1,200 miles ahead of us. How do we keep awake? Singh, says Ashok Dara, a veteran of the Grand Trunk Road. He shows us how. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
NPR's Philip Reeves is moving westward along the Grand Trunk Road, so over the coming days he'll be moving closer to me on the India-Pakistan border. You can see images of the Grand Trunk Road at NPR.org. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. Tomorrow we'll meet a young Indian man who wants to succeed through study, or through India's version of American Idol. This is NPR News.